Chapter 5. Into the Heart of the Mountain. The autumnal hues, a breathtaking mosaic of burnt oranges, fiery reds, and golds, painted a picture-perfect backdrop to what was supposed to be the adventure of a lifetime. The town of Beaver Creek had become a focal point for Lucas, Emma, and Ben. Having grown up together in Johnstown High, the trio, young, bright, and on fall break, were drawn by the tales of the elusive triangle and its even more mysterious guardian, Elias. For Lucas and Emma, it was a chance to test their limits and delve into the tales that had sparked their childhood imaginations. They had prepared meticulously, having read about the area, mapped out trails, and discussed potential challenges. Ben, on the other hand, was there for the thrill. With his signature grin, he'd often claim he was on a sightseeing tour, jokingly dismissing the tales as mere campfire stories meant to scare children. His nonchalance often worried Lucas and Emma, but they had known him for years and, in a way, had grown accustomed to his irreverent attitude. The base of the trail beckoned them, looking eerily similar to the description Nahini had provided, complete with its gnarled trees and rocky inclines. The warning of the old native rang in their ears, but Ben scoffed it off. "Ancient tales for ancient folks," he declared, taking the lead. The sun was high in the sky, casting dappled light through the dense canopy overhead as they began their ascent. The trail was deceptively tough. What had looked like gentle slopes from a distance turned into sharp inclines, with rocky outcrops and roots threatening to trip them up with every step. But the group, powered by adrenaline and youthful enthusiasm, pressed on. Lucas and Emma, being more seasoned hikers, adjusted their pace to Ben's flippant strides, ensuring they remained together. On the second day, as they navigated a particularly treacherous slope, a scream echoed. Emma, having lost her footing on a loose rock, tumbled down a few feet, her leg caught between two rocks. Ben and Lucas rushed to her side, pulling her free. The pain in her face was evident. Her leg, at an odd angle, was broken. Lucas, always the responsible one, took charge, creating a makeshift splint with branches and urging Emma to stay put. "Ben, we'll have to go back," he declared, worry etched on his face. But Ben, eyes set on the distant trail, was reluctant. "We're so close, Lucas," he protested. "I can't let this opportunity slip." "You can't be serious," Emma rasped, pain evident in her voice. "We need to get the hell out of here. This is stupid. Get me to a hospital." Lucas nodded in agreement. "Yeah, Ben, we need to prioritize Emma's safety now." Ben's eyes darted between Emma's pain-stricken face and the beckoning trail ahead. "You know what? You guys go ahead and head back," he said, his tone defiant. "I didn't come all this way to turn back now. I'm going ahead."
"Ben, don't be stupid,"
Lucas shouted. But Ben was already on his way, his silhouette blending with the dense trees, his footfalls echoing fainter and fainter until they were no more. Lucas, torn between anger and worry for his friend, turned his attention to Emma. They made a makeshift camp, with Lucas hoping that help would arrive soon or that Ben would return, having realized his foolishness. Nightfall in the Adirondacks was a symphony of sounds, the rustling leaves, the distant howls, and the eerie silence that seemed to envelop everything. As Lucas tried to keep Emma comfortable, stoking the small campfire for warmth in the cold of the mountain night, the haunting tales of Elias took on a new, chilling reality. Every shadow seemed to move. Every sound felt amplified, and every rustling leaf hinted at an unseen presence. In the distance, a scream echoed, not of an animal, but of a human, a scream filled with dread, terror, and pain. Lucas's heart raced as he recognized the voice. It was Ben. Cradling Emma, Lucas whispered, "Hold on, Emma. We'll get out of this. We'll find Ben and get out." The forest, with its centuries-old secrets, merely whispered back, its mysteries, for now, remaining intact.